This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Tonight we're starting off in Malaysia, where the leading Malaysian newspaper has listed what they say are distinctive qualities to help other people work out who is gay or lesbian.
Interesting. I'm not sure this is going to...
I could do with some of this help, actually.
Yeah, here you go.
They say that gay men can be identified by they love a beard. Tick, I've got that. Going to the gym not to exercise but to check out other men.
Do you go to the gym?
Occasionally. Branded clothing? No, don't do that one. And their eyes light up when they see handsome men. Don't they all?
And lesbians can be identified if they hug other women, which... I think would be every woman in Australia, pretty much, hold hands with other women, and the clincher, belittle men.
No comment. Activist Arwin Kumar, who is one of Malaysia's biggest social media stars, said that the article had put lives at risk. He's posted a sterling video on his Facebook page in response, and it's been viewed by over 100,000 times. Now, the risk there is quite real in Malaysia. So in June last year, an 18-year-old was beaten to death after being raped and burnt by a group of his classmates in a suburban school. Now, homosexuality is illegal in Malaysia and is punishable by 20 years in prison.
Now, in slightly more positive news, a trans man wins China's first illegal dismissal case. So a court in China ruled in favour of a trans man who sued his employee for unfair dismissal after he was sacked for wearing men's clothes. But the District People's Court did not rule the man was discriminated against exclusively because of his gender identity. He's known only as Mr. C, and he was fired from his job a week after starting at the health centre in Jizhou, a town about 1,900 kilometres outside of Beijing.
Unfortunately, the district court did not rule that the man was discriminated against exclusively because of his gender identity, although the court did order that his employee pay him 2,350 yuan, which is about $470, for salary and compensation.
He said it was a landmark for trans people in China, but he was not satisfied with the court's ruling that he was not discriminated against because he was trans. So he's quickly appealed, and the decision is taken to the Higher Intermediate People's Court. And a landmark study in 2017, the National Survey of Transgender and Gender Non-Conforming Population, found almost 50% of the study participants said they'd considered suicide or self-harm. So... trans people are greatly discriminated against. They're at greater risk of suicide and harm, and they earn less a year as well in China.
Over in Northern Ireland, where marriage equality is still on still to come, the Sinn Féin leader, the new Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, has hinted that her party is close to a deal with the Democratic Unionist Party for re-establishing self-rule. But due to the ultra-conservative Unionist Party, which oppose same-sex marriage and abortion, she says that talks over Northern Ireland's self-rule is still being hindered.
So the Democratic Unionist Party is more conservative on this issue than Sinn Féin. Is that right?
That is the correct, yes. Present speculation on an agreement between the parties is growing after 1 year after the Stormont government collapsed. Now, this is the government that looks after Northern Ireland.
Furthermore, ahead of a referendum in the country this year, MacDonald also highlighted her support of abortion rights, saying she believes in a woman's right to choose, and that has been my position for a very, very long time.
They should note that Northern Ireland is the only part of the United Kingdom that does not have same-sex marriage, and that homophobia faced by LGBT plus people in Northern Ireland is generally considered a result of religion.
Now, in New Zealand, an excellent story, a blind homosexual goose is to be buried next to his same-sex partner. It's a love affair that spanned decades and species, but sadly it is at an end now. And Thomas, the blind bisexual goose, died last week and will be buried next to his partner of nearly 30 years, a black swan named Henry, on the edge of the Kapiti Lagoon that the pair called home.
So the pair had spent their final years at the Wellington Bird Sanctuary, and Thomas will be laid to rest with a public ceremony later this month.
Birdwatcher Mick Prayer guides tours around the lagoon and spent 26 years watching the birds and says it should be a love story that should be celebrated. So initially, when the pair were first seen together, Henry, that's the swan, was thought to be female, but the lack of babies soon proved otherwise. I don't know if a swan and a goose could have babies.
No, but their partnership was put to test when Henry picked up with a female swan. So he was obviously bisexual as well.
Yep, and he had babies.
But Thomas took around and actually helped it bring up the babies.
Oh, fabulous. I think 38-year-old Thomas was... They had 18 happy gay years for him. But after Henry's death, the goose could be heard occasionally crying for him, which I think is quite... Aww. Beautiful.
Now, in brief, at the Winter Olympics in Korea, Canadian Eric Radford has become the first openly gay man to win a gold medal at a Winter Games.
In team figure skating, I love the Winter Games, my favourite. In Indonesia, an MP has said that he believes LGBTQ plus people should be sentenced to death or a life in prison.
Now, on slightly better news, New Zealand police are showing their support for the LGBTI community with a special rainbow-painted patrol car for the Auckland Pride.
And over back here in Australia, Muslim fashion label Moga has relaunched its Pride headscarves to celebrate multiculturalism in Sydney gay and lesbian Mardi Gras. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.